airline profits are the result of an accounting construct. What that means is that they're costing their planes based on what they paid for those planes two decades ago in some cases, yet a new plane costs significantly more. If they replaced the charge on their accounts called depreciation with some sort of a provision for the replacement cost of the planes, you would find that there would be no profit reported, and as a result they wouldn't be able to fund their dividends. The only reason why Qantas has been able to pay dividends in the past and why many airlines have been able to pay dividends is simply because they have been raising capital and borrowing money, and that's again reflected over the last decade in Qantas's annual reports.
But I guess that catches up with you at some point. Do you expect Qantas to be having a lot more half years with no dividend?
There are a lot bigger problems than just the dividend. Airlines operate on the charitable giving of their shareholders and lenders because it is such a tough business. And if they hand the hat out and it comes back with nothing in it, there are bigger problems for owners of Qantas shares or any airline shares than just the dividends.
And how come airlines can continue to operate making losses or making very small profits and not paying dividends? Most other companies would be finished by now.
Well, many airlines are finished. That's why many airlines have gone broke and no longer exist. The airline industry lost many billions last year. It'll be the same again. And they only continue to operate because they're able to borrow money or raise fresh capital from shareholders. You can't make money flying someone to Melbourne for less than it would cost them to ride their bike there. People are buying their tickets not based on the brand of the product. They're buying it simply based on price. They go online, they find what's the cheapest price I can get to Melbourne, what's the cheapest price I can get to Bangkok or Singapore or wherever it is you're going. You're selling a product where nobody really cares about the brand. So it's hard to charge a high price for that.
Airlines do provide what is quite an essential service for a lot of people. How come it is that this industry doesn't make profits?
Look, I think the only way that airlines collectively can make any money would be if there was a lot fewer of them and it went back to being a luxury form of travel with a luxury price attached to it. But trying to ferry people around on planes for less than it costs to catch the bus isn't a recipe for profits.